Parshas Va'era is sort of the middle of the Shiva Mitzrayim, beginning of the Geula. I want to go back a little bit in the beginning of Parshas Shemois and understand a little bit in some incredible limudim we learn from these parshas with regard to ourselves and our personal lives. Now, the Shiva Mitzrayim is a moshel. It happened, it was there, but it's a moshel. Mitzrayim is lashon of mitzar. We're in a confined area. And therefore the limudim, obviously, of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Shiva Mitzrayim, and before Mitzrayim, has had very, very strong messages to how we're supposed to relate in our own lives. Let's start from right at the beginning of the Sefer. Ve'elu shmois b'nei Yisrael haboy Mitzrayim o, eis Yaakov isha beis ego. So the Malbim asks a few questions. It says, Ve'elu shmois b'nei Yisrael haboy Mitzrayim o, coming to Mitzrayim, eis Yaakov isha beis ego. What's that? Eis Yaakov isha beis ego. Then start talking about Ru'u, the Shvatim, Ve'yikol nefesh, and we'll get to there soon. Ve'yikol nefesh eit Yerach Yaakov. What's the discussion? What's pshat? So he explains that Klal Yisrael were ultimately, they began the Golos in Mitzrayim. In other words, they left Eretz Yisrael, they were taken down to a very, very dark place, a place of Tumah, a place of incredibly difficult monarchy of Paroi, but it didn't seem to bother at all Yaakov and that generation at all. So the Shaila was, why not? How come those 17 years Yaakov was there, they lived there very, very well? It explains the Pasuk, says the Malbim, there were different things that kept them going. These were the children of Bnei Yaakov. These were Bnei Yaakov. In other words, Yaakov himself had such respect by Paroi, such respect by the country, that there's no way that nobody ever gets in their way. Haboy Mitzrayim, which means they were coming when he was Bnei Yisrael. When he came to Mitzrayim, there was just one table everyone sat by. So Haboy Mitzrayim was Yaakov. Then Isha Beisoy Bol. And then what happened was each one wasn't necessarily living under Yaakov's own home. Each one built up their own home. Isha Beisoy Bol. Each one built up their own home. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. In other words, there was Yaakov's home, Yaakov in the God Lador. But also, there was also the cover they had for the individuals. Each home also had a chashivas. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So there are two reasons why so far. Yaakovinu, they had covered for Yaakovinu and covered for the Shvatim. Carries on apostle, Ve'yikon nefesh yitzi Yaakov, Yishivim nofesh, Ve'yesel horeb Mitzrayim. Also, there were very few of them. It was a very select group of people. There weren't very many. And therefore, this minority, you always look after to protect the minority. You know, it's a protected species. And therefore, for those three reasons, Klal Yisrael were very safe. That's the Malbim. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echo v'chol adoy rahu. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, okay, the Malbim also continues that in that theme Ayin Shom, but the Orach Chaim HaKadosh asks a very difficult question. He says Vayomas Yosef v'chol echo v'chol adoy rahu. Why did he say Yosef died and his brother died v'chol adoy rahu and all that generation? Obviously, just say everyone died. Uvnei Yisrael po v'yishu. What's Peshat over there? It's a very famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and he answers that there were different levels of Shibud. There were different levels of Shibud. There's a level of Shibud that began with Vayomas Yosef. There's a different level of Shibud that continued with V'chol Echov when his brothers died. And there's a different level of V'chol Adoy Rahahu. Says Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Yosef was the viceroy, but Yosef was the one who was a ruler in Mitzrayim to an extent. He had such covered that at his stage in time, nobody dared have anything to start up with Klal Yisrael Faket. On the contrary, they were very, very respected. He says, Mitzvah Yosef, and therefore, if Yosef wouldn't have died, Shem Hoy Yosef Kaim Yaspik Shayimshu Behem Mitzrim, Shakos Man Shay Yosef Kaim Hoy Yisrael Behem Shaketim Umugonim. As long as Yosef was alive, it was relaxed and they were looked after beautifully. But it didn't continue there. What happened then? V'chol Echov, his brothers died as well. So he says, as long as the brothers were alive, the Mitzrayim mechabdin noisom, respected them. And then afterwards, they died. So the respect went. V'chol ha'doy rahu. So he says, as long as anybody of those 70 people were still alive, he says, no way could any one of the Mitzrim have possibly gone and started up with them? And on that, he says, within the Klal Yisrael's eyes himself, he said, when Yosef died, they went down in one level. When he went, he said, because if so, just say v'chol adoyrahu. Just say v'yomaseh v'chol adoyrahu, that nobody managed to do anything until the last one of that generation died. So he explained that there are different levels of shibud. And he said, because as long as Yosef was alive, they had such self-esteem, they had such self-pride, that we come from the family of Yosef, nobody could have touched them. Yosef died, v'chol echov. The king's gone, the viceroy's gone, v'chol echov is his brothers. They became equal to them. But still nobody could touch them. V'chol adoyr hahu, as long as there's anyone in that generation still alive, do you know who I am? Ichman Rebbe Shainikol. I come Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. I remember Yaakov. I remember, you know who we are? No, nobody can touch us. And nobody was able to be meshabed them. Once they died, the chol adoyrahu, that is when began. Says Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musa, he said, you see from here a fundamental message in anything, whether it's interpersonal relationships, whether it's relationships with regard to Yuni Yetzer Hara. He said, self-esteem, healthy self-esteem, not gaiva, healthy self-esteem is able to protect oneself from bullying. A bully will see weakness in an individual and use that to trample him. If a person is able to stand up to a bully, it doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't even have to be physically strong. But if a person, somebody has the ability to stand up and he said, you know who I am, and has the self-esteem and has the self-respect, and he has a confidence, then generally the bullies don't touch him. He said what happened over here was the lower Klal Yisrael felt within themselves, the greater it created a vacuum for the Mitzrayim to be able to trample upon them. If they would have been strong and would have kept up that self-esteem that they had at the time of Yosef, Ech v'chol adoyrahu, there's no way with all the intentions Mitzrayim would have had, and they were a nation who took slaves, and they knew how to use slaves until their death. There's no way any of them would have been meshubut. None of them would have been taken and been enslaved if they would have known who they were. The problem was that they took it away, Yomas v'chol adoyrahu, they all died, and therefore they felt low, and that is how the Mitzrayim were able to chop them. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, the same is with the Yetzer Hara. What the Yetzer Hara does is something very, very clever. The Yetzer Hara does a shtick, and what he makes a person do a small avera, small something very trivial, a drabono, not listen to a minhag, a small thing. A person doesn't feel good with himself. Once a person doesn't feel good, then his self-esteem is lowered. From this, who am I ready? And then he cuts and makes him do big averas. He said, covered is a killer, but covered for oneself is the thing that sustains one ultimately to not to do an avera. For two reasons. He says, first of all, if a person believes that they are mukhubad, that the person himself is respectful, not respectful to himself, that he deserves respect, then he'll not lower his standards to do an avera that will take him down from that level and say, you know, I don't want to spoil it now. I don't want to spoil this level of respect. Number one. And number two, a person will not want to do an avera that will catch him out and will embarrass him. A lot of various people do. If they would know that they'll be found out and it'd be publicized, they've never have done it. And therefore, covered of oneself is valuable to ensure that a person does not do these things. I'll give you an example of how powerful it is, this level of giving oneself what it could gadlus adam. The Ponovitch Rav happened to be in Haifa on Erev Shabbos. I don't remember which year it was. 45, 46, exactly what year it was. And it happened to be just when a boat came in from Europe of Nebuchadnezzar Holocaust survivors. Exactly which boat I don't know, but it's Holocaust survivors. And he wasn't supposed to be in Haifa at all. He happened to be there, and they told him that this group of broken people are coming off the boat. Nebuch, people have lost their wives, people lost their parents, people lost their children. This group of broken people who are coming off the boat, and the Zionists were only too happy to have these people and completely, you know, do whatever they can to integrate them into Israeli society in a way that could compromise in the Yiddishkeit. Yeah. And he realized that he has only one chance in order to speak to them. So they were in this thing. They went to Atlit, and he went there with them, and they asked him to speak on a Friday night. Now, the Pontiff Richard Rolf was a fantastic speaker, and he said, "I want to tell you a story that happened." Ponovich says, "I want to tell you a story. A maisa happened back in Ponovich. There was a Schneider. Schneider was the tailor. He was a nice guy. He turned up from shul on Shabbos. He did eat. Okay, hechsher here, hechsher there. Chap around a bit of davening here, kavrusa once a week. And he had a very, very good son. And his son got engaged to the daughter of. And he made a shidduch. And his son and his daughter, and the son of this man and the daughter got married. He comes back one day and he says to his wife, "You know what? I'm a mechutin of the Rav. I can't not come to davening every day. I'm a mechutin of the Rav. He comes, it's pasminish. I can't. I've got to start davening properly." He starts davening properly. 2 weeks later, the mechutin of the Rav is going to be in Am Ha'aretz. What's the grandchildren going to say? "Oh, this lady's time to chokhmah, this time I'm Ha'aretz. I've got to learn something." Started learning. What, if Rav comes to visit us, he's not going to eat in our dishes. You've got to make a proper kashrus. You've got to eat. The kids say he turned himself over and he became a masmid. Says Ponovich Rav, "My friends, every single one of you, I don't know where you came from. I don't know who you are. But you know what you've become now? You become a chetonim with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. This man gave away his son to the Rav. You have offered up your sons to the Rav. You've offered up your daughters to the Rav. You've offered up your wives to the Rav. Your husbands to the which Rav? To the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You have now become a chetonim with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Do you know who you are? Do you know how gewaldig it is? You've become married with Rebbeinu Shleilam. You've offered up on the most beautiful korban to Rebbeinu Shleilam. You've become mechutin with Hashem. What has passed you not to daven properly, keep kashrus, not to wear tefillin?" These people felt so elevated. Gadlus Adam is what saves a person from falling. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz says, when Ketzim Ma'ayim Mesa Edim, how do you threaten the Edim? He said, you tell them two things. You tell them, Bishvilin Evra Ha'olam. What's Ma'ayim Mesa Edim? Talking about Edim who come along and say, this person did something wrong, he deserves to be killed. So how do you make sure not Edim slave him in? Yeah, you've got to warn this Edim and tell them, by the way, you've got to be careful over here, because if you kill this person, you're killing an entire world. Why? What's my entire world? Because the Kosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon single to tell me that Bishvili Nivra Olam, that it's worthwhile creating the world for one person. Says a Rambam, what's the idea behind that? To tell these Edim, do you really want to do what you're doing? Do you really want to stoop to this level and doing Avera? Do you know who you are? The whole world is willing to is worthwhile being built on you. You want to do an Avera like that? Pastanished. Be careful, it's not you. And hopefully, if they are lying, they would admit it. Gadlus Adam. Says the Gemara, what else do we tell them? Sometimes you don't kill a person. So what do you do in Mominus? The Gemara says over there, you tell them.
Embarrassed.
Yeah. It says over there, what do we tell them? Sadi Shakri Azila. Lying Edim, the people who hide you are laughing at you. Which means you think they're doing such a great thing, they're getting some money. Do you realize those people who have hired you to do the job, they're mocking you behind your back? This guy's winning for a few pennies to lie. Chutzpah, do you know, what are we talking about? You're making fun of me? Yeah, they're making fun of you. If you're lying, they're making fun of me. I'm not willing to go ahead with this. This is a person who's willing to lie in Beistin. This person's willing to get every Aveira in Shemayim, but he's not willing to have somebody laughing at him. Why? Gadlus or Adam saves people. And therefore, Klal Yisrael were only able to go into the Shivud of Mitzrayim because they stooped to the level of allowing people to trample on them. If you don't allow them to trample, it wouldn't happen. Rav Leib Gurevitz used to say, he says in a pasuk by the Meraglim, "V'nihi b'neinu k'chagovim v'chein hayinu b'neihem." We were like grasshoppers in their eyes, and so were we in their eyes. What do you care what you were like in their eyes? The Teretz is, If you want grasshoppers in your own eyes, nobody will look at you like grasshoppers. People treat you the way you treat yourself. That is godless Adam. And this was what happened in this parasha. If it would have stayed with that same godless, it would never have happened. That is what happened at the beginning. Let's fast forward. Later on in this week's parasha, in Parshas Va'era, we're going to Parshas Va'era now. We have in this Parshas Va'era, we all know that by the Seder table, we have Arba Kosos, the four cups of wine. And that represents the four Lashonos of Geula. Vaitseisi, Vaitsalti, Vaga'alti, Vilakachti. Where are these Pesukim? This is in Perik Shmois Vav. Vahoitseisi. Shmois Vav, Perik Vav and Zayin. Lachain emolivne Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Vahoitseisi Eschem. I will take you, Mitacha Suvlois Mitzrayim, from the suffering Mitzrayim. Next one, Vaitseisi Vahitsalti Eschem. I will save you, Mavodosom, from the work. And then v'ga'alti eschem b'zroin etuya uvishvotin gedolim. I'll free you, v'lekachti redeem you, v'lekachti eschem ila'am, and I'll take you as a nation. So what are these four lashonos? V'itzesi, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lekachti. What does each one mean? So the Ramban explains as follows: V'itzesi eschem etach asiv leis mitzrayim yavtichom sheyetzi oiso me'artzom. I promise you that I will take you out of the land of Mitzrayim. You won't have to therefore continue being a slave. That's why it says I will save you from work. What does that mean? If they're already out of Mitzrayim, not working for the Mitzrayim, what redemption do they need? No, need a further redemption. From their work, which means even if you leave Mitzrayim and you're living somewhere else, perhaps they will make you work and pay taxes to them. No. Yeah, you won't have to ever work for them again. In other words, they're freed from Mitzrayim. They won't ever have to work and pay for them. What's Ve'ga'alti Eschem, and I will redeem you? I will make such kinds of miracles. The Mitzrayim would say, Hine Yisrael pidnafshenu. Take Klal Yisrael, leave us alone, take Klal Yisrael out. We want nothing to do with them anymore. Kitam ke'ula ke'inyan mecher. Like ke'ula mecher is a kind of an exchange. In other words, take Klal Yisrael, just leave us alone. And then he says, "V'lekachti eschem ila'om, I'll take you to Har Sinai." Sephora also says that same notion, that v'galti eschem is referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. Ask Rav Henoch Lebowitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to take Klal Yisrael out. No longer will be working in Mitzrayim. They'll no longer be meshubah to Mitzrayim. They will no longer have to pay them taxes. What is the Ge'ula for? What's the Ge'alti for? Redeemer for what? What's the Ge'ula here? You're freed. They're not there anymore. What's your problem? You're not working for them. What's the matter with you? You're fine. So what's the Ge'alti Eschem taking you? Furthermore, we say, "Ilu lo hitzi al kodesh baruch hu misham hoyonu v'neinu v'neivinu yidim shabodim parav mitzrayim." We're connected to parav mitzrayim. What's with the kodesh baruch hu? Why? We're no longer working for them. So they say that we're all different terutzim. But we left Mitzrayim. Slavery is over in most countries in the world. The Klal Yisrael would have found some way out to lobby the American government to get us out of Mitzrayim. Well, what's the problem? What, we're going to be from shabodim parav mitzrayim? And not only that, what happened? Let's take out v'ga'alti eschem, take it out, and put in the next one, or v'lekachti eschem, I've become Klal Yisrael, take it out to Har Sinai. We're going to be full-fledged Jews. We're going to be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Paroi. What do we need v'ga'alti eschem for? Says Rav Henoch Lebowitz, it's to teach me an amazing lesson, that there's a mentality that is called a slave mentality. It's called a golus mentality. It's called that something that you know very, very well in your mind, in your intellect, in your knowledge, you know you're no longer Meshubba to Parah Mitzrayim, but I still feel that I'm an Eved. I still feel, now you get people who are workaholics. Yeah? I was once walking my wife in St. Moritz, beautiful place in Switzerland, and there's this guy, Israeli fella walking in front of me, yelling on his phone, "Dagid Loshev!" Yeah, yeah. So I said to him, "You're in a beautiful place now. Why didn't you relax? He says, no, the office. I said, well, is anyone dying there? No one's dying there. You've worked all these months now in order to pay for your holiday here. Disconnect. No, that is slave mentality. That is a golos mentality. So you can not work in Mitzrayim. You don't have, to pay them taxes. But like Lesser Kodesh Boruch Hu Ga'alti Eschem takes you out and saying, I am no longer a slave. I'm not going to be subjugated anymore. I'm no longer a victim. You would have remained a victim forever and ever and ever and ever. Because that is the machla of low self-esteem. That is a machla of shiflus v'odom in a negative way. In a negative, not in the vardika way, in a negative way. And that is why we need the Ga'alti Eschem Takosh Boruch to take us out of that. What we have to know is, the godless or Odom is such that we have to focus on our Midas. Somebody once said to Dinah Bramsky. Dinah Bramsky was a king. Remember Dinah Bramsky?
I knew his grandson.
Dinah Bramsky was a king. He came over from Europe. He came over to England where Torah at that at that time wasn't that strong. And he was mechanech. He educated the Balabatim there of what it means Kavod HaTorah. He is enormous. Chazoi Necheskel, which you see, is on Tesefte. He's enormous ilu, tremendous. He's an based in London, based in, but he never stood for people trampling on him in any form whatsoever. Kavod HaTorah was his thing. There's one fellow who wanted to give him a lift in his Rolls Royce, right? So this Gavir got into his Rolls Royce. Daniel Bramsky schlepped him out of his Rolls Royce, and he said to him, "Wollt ich gewann a Geschäftsmann? Wollt ich gewann a größer Geschäftsmann wie euch? If I would have been a businessman, I would have been a better businessman than you." Right? Kavod HaTorah. What's going on here? Kavod HaTorah. I'm the Rav here. You get into your car first. He once stood in the court and they asked him about halacha. So the judge asked him, is a rabbi versed in this particular law? He said, I can assure you, my honor, that there's nobody in the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom that is more the United, what's that?
Commonwealth
Nations that is more well versed in this particular law than myself. So the judge said, the rabbi is humble too. He said, my lord, I'm under oath. Yeah, I'm under oath, I can't lie. Right? This is his another when he came to other things. Gadlus Adam, knowing who we are. Nobody can trample on us, not on interpersonal relationships, not with a Yetzirah telling Vubista, who are you? We Bnei Avram Yisrael and Yaakov. Each and every one is Bnei Bechiri Yisrael. Get us down if you knew who we were. And in order to get out of that, the only way to get out of that Mitzrayim is to uproot this shibud of no, you're an Eved. They say an Eved never left Mitzrayim. Why? Because they had barbed wire and watchdogs. Because they drilled it into him that you are nothing, you're not worthwhile leaving, you won't be successful out there. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. We become Bnei Bechiri Yisrael. We've got to take that and Ez Hashem move along with it and tell a Yitzhar, don't start up with me, I'm a godel. Yeah.